Before Tunisia inspired protesters in Egypt, before Yemenis marched chanting slogans from the Jasmine Revolution, there was the dream of freedom in southern Sudan.
Not just a tide in the Arab world, but a wave crashing across northern Africa.
Stand up for your right, stand up for your freedom, time for change.
Southern Sudan finalizes the vote today that will make it a new nation. Are the echoes of independence from Sudan heard in Cairo?
New country, new government.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, February 7th.
And indeed, a lot going on in that part of the world, Northern Africa and the Arab world. Let's get a check in the morning's top news. In Cairo, thousands of protesters continue to spend the night sleeping on and under Egyptian army tanks, holding their position in Tahrir Square on the 14th day of that country's uprising. Over the weekend, Vice President of Egypt Omar Suleiman met with dozens of prominent Egyptians and opposition figures, including the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. The talks were intended to find some path to reform, starting with constitutional changes. President Obama told Fox News last night, real change is now inevitable in Egypt.
Egypt is not going to go back to what it was. The Egyptian people want freedom. They want free and fair elections.
And Vice President Suleiman offered wide concessions to the Egyptian people, like expanded press freedom and limits to police powers. But Nobel laureate Mohamed El Baradei says the vice president's gestures weren't winning the opposition's trust.
There is still a huge lack of confidence between the government and the demonstrators.
President Mubarak's newly reorganized government is reportedly assembling for its first formal meeting today. The assistant secretary of Egypt's ruling party, Mohamed Abdellah, tells our partner the BBC the government isn't willing to further disrupt the country to please what he believes is a small number of protesters.
We were not going to paralyze the country just to please a marginal part of the society who will, the second day, ask for something different.
But the anti-government protesters say they're not going home till President Hosni Mubarak steps down and dissolves parliament. The final results of Southern Sudan's independence referendum are due to be announced any minute this morning by President Omar Hassan al-Bashir. Early polls showed nearly 99% of voters favored creating a new country and dividing Africa's largest nation. Though the vote was largely peaceful, over the weekend at least 50 people were killed in fighting in the southern part of the country.
President Obama addresses the Chamber of Commerce today. It'll be the first time he's addressed the nation's top business lobby. He's expected to tell businesses they have an obligation to stay in the U.S. and hire American workers and invest in this nation's future. NASDAQ says its computer network has been broken into by hackers repeatedly last year, but the exchange says its trading platform wasn't compromised. Federal authorities are still trying to identify who is responsible and what the motives might have been.
AOL is buying the Huffington Post in a $315 million deal that puts Arianna Huffington in charge of all editorial content in the new joint operation. It'll be called the Huffington Post Media Group. The Huffington Post currently gets 25 million visitors every month, and the deal's expected to quadruple that number. And the sound of celebration from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay Packers won their first Super Bowl in 14 years last night. It was a final score of 31-25, a hard-fought victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are up, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 12,092, the S&P at 1,310, and the NASDAQ will open up at 2,769.
Coming up this morning, we'll take you back to Title Town. Wall Street Journal's Nando DeFino recaps Green Bay's win last night. They never trailed throughout the entire game. That's later this hour. I'll also give you an update on what happened in Egypt over the weekend and talk about what the U.S. and President Obama's role might be in the transition. That's coming up in a few minutes.